The Burt Show.
So this happened yesterday. This is a news story, and I think this was coming out of Ohio. And we're going to play a whole bunch of these 911 calls for you, because you got to know that 911 is there for emergencies.
Yes.
But different people have different definitions of emergencies. This woman in Ohio got arrested for this one.
Star County 911, do you need police?
Christy Climes has been fielding 911 calls for 21 years, and nothing prepared her for when this woman, Audrey Scott of Alliance, called five times in 1 hour with this emergency.
Did you get a husband?
You need to get a husband.
Yeah.
You're calling 911 to get a husband.
We've heard everything, but then somebody like this comes along and you're still like, oh my gosh, she did not just ask for that.
Are you in fact looking for a husband?
I had too much to drink. I was feeling bad.
Then it got worse.
Do you know you can get arrested for dialing 911?
Let's do it.
You want to get arrested for dialing 911?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Audrey Scott spent 3 days in jail on that class 4 misdemeanor.
3 days.
They came right here because I had called 911 for no good reason.
And you realize that now?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't have people that usually call and want to be arrested.
Really, Audrey? There are so many other stupid legal ways to go about getting a husband.
Anyone? Already then.
Thank you for stopping. Would you like to try frappe today?
No, thank you. I'd like one husband, please. Tall, dark, and handsome. Not supersized. Hold the baggage, please.
Okay, now we're just being silly.
Yeah.
I'm a silly reporter.
Enjoy my antics.
Yes.
So 3 days in jail, man, for calling 911. That's a long time, dude. I'm a very little person. I am not spending 3 days in jail. This is part of the 911 call from the person that locked, I think, herself in her car. Remember one?
No. Oh, yes, I do remember this.
Remember this?
Classic.
I mean, these are ones we've played over the years here, so we're going back. But yeah, 911 because she's locked herself in her car.
That's the emergency.
Hi, I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot, and my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up, even if it's electrical.
I've tried. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Priceless.
All righty. I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Locked herself.
Panicked.
In the car.
She was just panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing.
I almost could understand that one.
Almost.
What do you mean? You lock yourself in the car, you can understand that?
I can just understand like her getting in there and just, I mean, it was a
freak
woman.
Out.
It's a female.
What's that mean?
Whatever. Is that what you're leading into?
No, I'm just saying.
Is that really where we're going with it?
Like, you just have to.
Like, are you not going to that level? About cars?
That's
going to
be your hot button.
I know how to unlock it. That was a bad argument, Jen.
Yeah, I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car Sunday. He was the officer called me and told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Band of Girl Club. I'm worried sick to death. He's disrespectful. I need an officer out here before I be committing to 187 because I'm about to kill you.
Woo!
Ma'am, how old is your son?
He's 15. And
what?
I need help. And if I don't get it, I'm going to kill his mother.
Oh my God.
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you?
I sure do. I got a motherfucker. I should crack you in your motherfucking head right now, you little.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
Listen, y'all want to pass them off? I'll be whooping the motherfucking care that, put me in jail? Well, so be it. Put me in jail because I'm about to beat this mother brains out. I brought him in this mother world. I'll take his mother out. Okay, he's going to get an officer here or I'm going to kill his mother. So you better do it moving.
Listen.
At some point, that's scary and sad.
She's calling 911 on herself.
Like, mothers of 15-year-olds said, you know what? I can understand.
Totally.
Like, if that 911 operator has a kid, she's like,
go for it.
I'd hit him just once. You hit him once, and he'll never take the car again. I guarantee that.
I wish we had this whole call, but Josh didn't give me the whole call. This is just, I think, the tail end of, do you remember the off-duty police officer that ate some brownies?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is my favorite. Awesome.
I think it was his first time getting hired or whatever, and he calls 911 because everything is slowing down for him.
And he says, I think I'm dead.
Or, like, time is being warped or something like that.
And I think time has stopped.
This is the last end of the call. We got to find the whole thing to play for you guys maybe tomorrow.
I think I'm having an overdose at the store with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
These are all real 911 calls, all right? And this last one is the one that you requested this morning.
Oh, this is fantastic because the woman actually calls in to report a drunk driver, and that drunk driver is her.
911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Which way are they going?
They are going
towards Granton or towards Neillsville?
Towards Granton.
Okay, are you behind them or?
No, I am them.
I am them.
Okay, you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
Do you want to stop driving before you get in an accident?
Yes, I will stop.
Okay, you're going to stop right now?
Okay, I'm stopping.
And then there you go. I am them.
Okay, you want to stop right now? I am stopping.
I am stopping right now.
So I love you.
Now listen.
I know. Can you send rescue and crystals?
I know.
There was the Western Bacon Burger one also that maybe we can play for you guys tomorrow morning, but we got to find the entire stoned call.
Oh my God.
Because doesn't he ask for like a score also? Like,
yeah, hockey
what's
game.
What's the score of the game right now? Because he's watching it and he thinks time has stopped moving.
911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Which way are they going?
They are going
towards Granton or towards Neillsville?
Towards Granton.
Okay, are you behind them or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
Do you want to stop driving before you get an accident?
Yes, I will stop.
Okay, you gonna stop right now?
Okay, I'm stopping.
I love that. Here, Bird Show.